Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now, I talked about the breaking news. Danny Widler reported, and it has since been confirmed by the Roosters, that Joseph Suaalii will make his debut.
Yeah. On the bench, is it?
I haven't heard the report, but the Roosters put out a statement basically in unison with Danny's report to say that, yes, Joseph Suaalii will make his debut. Now, there wasn't more information in that press release, but it would seem... Well, I don't want to say no disrespect to Brisbane, but it's a good game to do. A game they're expected to win and win handily. To blood a kid. 5:30 Saturday. It's not sort of under the bright lights of prime time.
No.
They're not playing the Melbourne Storm. It seems like a good way to ease him into first grade.
The Roosters have been meticulous with this. They've been meticulous. Look, to have a stallion like him, this young kid who's 17 in the stable and not ride him yet, like when you look at him every day going, oh, Mum, can I ride the horse? Please. You're like a young kid with a toy. But Robinson's been stoic with it. He said, no, I'm not going to let him out on the paddock and run around and get hurt by some barbed wire. That's a good story. I just went on with that. I just kept going.
Beautiful.
I'm going now. Am I going to get myself out of this?
Charlie, can we get that on tape? I think we need to review that in about 20 minutes. But the barbed wire part was the...
I know.
Yeah, it was the kicker.
It could be sinister.
We will review that in about 15 minutes.
Gert just watching me going, okay, this is interesting. What's he going to say next?
I love your stories.
Trent Robinson said, this is in the Rooster statement, it's been really clear to all of us that Joseph has been ready for the last few weeks and it's time for him to start his journey in the NRL this weekend. Well, he has been basically jersey 21 for... as Robbo says, 5-6 weeks. So,
yep. So has he been playing at all, Dan? So has he been going back and playing for... He was playing for Newtown, wasn't he?
I think so.
New South Wales Cup.
Because he has...
I haven't heard a lot about him.
Often he has dropped out of the... Yeah, you're right.
To be 21st man or...
Yeah, he's dropped out. Yeah. So when it goes from 20 on the 9 and he's dropped out... And
he's been the HIA man for the last 3 weeks.
So he's probably...
He wouldn't have played for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so therefore you'd have to think he's going to come off the bench. And it's probably getting to the point now where if they're going to keep him at 18th man, they're going to need to give him a go every now and again just to keep his footy up.
Yeah, exactly.
So that game...
Anyway, that's exciting news.
5:30 on Saturday, SCG.
Yeah. Now, Gerd, should we go back and try and assess? You know how a really good movie, you've got to watch it a second and third time?
Absolutely.
Just sort of work, like Goodfellas.
You pick more up every time.
You pick up more every time.
Can we do it?
Let's take you back to... MG, what were you talking about, MG?
Suaalii and the stallion.
Joseph Suaalii. Let's see if we can understand this better the second time around.
The Roosters have been meticulous with this. To have a stallion like him, with this young kid who's 17 in the stable and not ride him yet, like when you look at him every day going, oh, Mum, can I ride the horse? Please, you're like a young kid with a toy. But Robinson's been stoic with it. He said, no, I'm not going to let him out on the paddock and run around and get hurt by some barbed wire.
It's the big finish.
Do you know something? I get that completely.
Yeah.
I understand that completely.
It always makes total sense.
I just go the long way around it. And I thought, I better not get, you know. It's,
yeah.
Anyway, he's a horse. You don't want to let him out. You don't want to just let him out and get caught in the fence.
Yes.
That's it.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. That was the metaphor.
And because it's such a big, you know.
Big paddock.
SCG, there's none bigger.
You don't know where...
There's none bigger.
The traps lay.
And you call Robinson meticulous.
Yes.
I mean, this has been planned to perfection, Dan.
He's stoic too.
What, the letting the horse out of the stable?
Well,
the
that's on the SCG.
That's the biggest ground in
biggest
the city.
Biggest ground there is.
You're oh, not the biggest, get, oh, you're the not biggest
get,
paddock.
Yes.
You're not going to get anywhere near the fence.
No, 100%. Yeah.
The paint house could be the barbed wire.
Very good. Now, the mice haven't come to Penrith yet, have they?
Oh, they're on their way, I think. Don't worry, I've got a few traps with cheese.
I read one.
I'm scared.
Where are they, Dan?
I'm scared shitless of mice.
All over country New South Wales.
Yeah, but I mean, are they closing in? Or
well,
they're on lorry trucks.
They reckon they're on pallets of lorry trucks. Okay. They're hitching a ride. Now they're starting to eat each other.
In plague proportions.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's been an interesting year.
Imagine you'd be a dead set. I mean, being a country person, that is, you have to be a special breed. All the they finally had some rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, they had drought for 10 years. They actually get. But then you got the floods. But then they have a good crop this year. Oh, what happens when you have a good crop? The mice bloody come.
And we can't get it out because of COVID.
It's just unbelievable. Can they go? Can you? Country people get like 3 good years of just no interruptions.
They've earned it and they deserve it.
They all just need to buy a few cats.
yeah, but then the cats start breeding.
Oh, do they? They like rabbits.
Well, if you get
apparently mice,
you get a few feathers.
Well, I'd rather a mice can breed
after 6 weeks of being alive.
Is that right?
Yeah, like they can start to reproduce after 6 weeks.
Wow.
That's quick.
Okay, all right.
Did you learn that at university when you were doing your veterinarian
PhD
course?
Yeah. Marcus Willoughby.
So I don't know why I brought up mice in your place, MG.
It made me worry now. They're coming close to Penrith.
I just wanted to bring up the mice thing because it's on my mind.
Well, Dubbo is closer to Penrith than the city, so we'll probably get them first before you guys do.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.